This week in West Virginia history. On February 14, 1968, former Governor Wally Barron and five others were indicted by a federal grand jury on bribery and conspiracy charges. The indictments alleged that members of the Barron administration, including the governor himself, had set up dummy corporations and received kickbacks from people doing business with the state. Five state vendors testified they'd made payments to the dummy firms. After 18 hours of deliberation, the jury found everyone but Barron guilty. Word soon spread that the jury foreman, Ralph Buckaloo, had been bribed by Barron. Making the accusation seem more plausible, the jury vote had initially been in favor of convicting Barron, 11-1, with Buckaloo as the lone holdout. In 1971, a grand jury indicted Buckaloo, Barron, and Barron's wife, Opal, on bribery charges related to the earlier trial. The former First Lady was included because she allegedly handed a paper bag containing $25,000 to the jury foreman's wife. The former governor pleaded guilty in exchange for charges being dropped against Opal Barron. Buckaloo also pleaded guilty. Wally Barron served 4 years of a 25-year prison sentence. For more information on Wally Barron, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.